Expedia and Visit Scotland invite you to come step into centuries of history that await in Scotland. Castles steeped in legend, walk along cobblestone streets. Come share the warmth of stories passed down through generations. This is a place with a past that is fully present today and all yours to explore. Plan your Scottish escape today at expedia.com/visit Scotland.
Girl, winter is so last season. And now spring's got you looking at pictures of tank tops with hungry eyes. Your algorithm is feeding you cutoffs. You're thirsty for the sun on your shoulders. That perfect hang on the patio sundress. Those sandals you can wear all day and all night. And you've had enough of shopping from your couch. Done hoping it looks anything like the picture when you tear open that envelope? It's time for a little in-person spring treat. It's time for a trip to Ross. Work your magic.
Welcome to the Principal Liner Notes Podcast. This is Sean Gaylord, your host, who also happens to be an enormous geek for all things music. I am a school principal in the heart of the Piedmont Triad region of North Carolina. I am also the author of The Pepper Effect, a book that is my love letter mashup to the Beatles and education. This is episode 46 of the podcast, and the episode title is hashtag One Idea Lesson from Paul McCartney. We will explore how some leftover song ideas from Sir Paul were put to good use and formed the basis for his most recent album, McCartney 3. McCartney 3 is a homemade one-man effort which just recently topped the album charts in both the United States and United Kingdom. We will explore a lesson from the album which is not too far from the homemade lemonade stand nature of this podcast. You might also want to queue up some ideas, jottings, or sticky notes of your own for this one. You might be sitting on a masterpiece waiting to happen. Okay, what things do you associate with Paul McCartney? What words come to mind? Let's make a quick list. I know that we are not in the same space, but let's pretend we are either enjoying a cup of coffee in a record store, socially distanced, of course, or perhaps we're on a Zoom call and we are keeping things safe and we are playing this free association game regarding Paul McCartney. Okay, so here's some words that come to mind when I think of Paul McCartney. Let's see if we match up. The Beatles, Wings, Yesterday, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, Band on the Run, bass, he's a great bass player, Ebony and Ivory, a great duet with Stevie Wonder, or how about that awesome Saturday Night Live sketch with Chris Farley? Or maybe you're wondering, is Paul McCartney really dead? Are all of those clues really true if I play certain records backwards? Famous Paul is dead urban legend. Did the albums McCartney 1 and McCartney 2 come up? Perhaps they did, because I did share that the theme of this podcast is based on McCartney 3. All of those albums form a loose trilogy and are connected by the fact that they are true solo efforts. In other words, Paul writes, sings, plays all of the instruments on all of the tracks, and the albums are rooted in their origins in that they are home-produced for the most part. In other words, Paul recorded and laid some of the basic tracks for those albums in his home recording studio. Now, McCartney 3 was recorded while Paul, like the rest of the world in 2020, was experiencing the lockdown during the global pandemic. He made the decision to take scraps and blueprints of songs that he had gathered over the years and record them. In essence, he took sketches, chords, unfinished lyrics and melodies, and recorded them in his home studio. This was his version of lockdown, except he affectionately called it Rockdown.
This episode is brought to you by Prime. Obsession is in session, and this summer, Prime Originals have everything you want. Steamy romances, irresistible love stories, and the book to screen favorites you've already read twice. Off Campus, Elle, Every Year After, The Love Hypothesis, Sterling Point, and more. Slow burns, second chances, chemistry you can feel through the screen. Your next obsession is waiting. Watch only on Prime.
How groovy is that? An album of unrealized songs and ideas dusted off Paul's musical shelf, and then they are formed into a top of the charts, critically acclaimed album that is McCartney 3. That's some kind of creative lockdown. During that time, which does seem like a lifetime ago if you stand back and think about it, we all had varying levels of triumph and tragedy. It was an isolating and arduous time that was marred by COVID-19. And some of you may have been ill or taking care of a family member with the coronavirus. In the stillness of this time, many of us huddled around our families. We binge-watched, embraced remote teaching and leading, converted our garages into home gyms, took up new hobbies or reacquainted ourselves with old ones, and came up with all kinds of safe and creative ways to connect with friends and family members. We did spring cleaning on the emotional and physical level. In other words, we cleaned out and refocused our hearts, or literally cleaned out our closets. In Paul McCartney's case, he took old song scraps and cleaned out his backlog of material to form a fully realized work of art, all in the form of a new album. How does that apply to your schoolhouse, classroom, or organization? We will explore that in the next segment. In the meantime, I need you to do me a favor, please. Take out those lists of old ideas you may have. If not, then take a moment to jot down some of those thoughts and concepts and ideas and dreams that you have that you would like to see take shape. We will try a little exercise with them all within the confines of this podcast. All ideas are on the table. I'll see you on the flip side in the next segment. Get those ideas. Thanks for coming back. Do you have a list of ideas or old unfinished projects? Okay, hang on to those, and we're going to try a little exercise with those in just a few moments. Every work of art, innovation, lesson plan, all of those things were rooted within the single atom of an idea. Some of those ideas grew at such a level that they saved a life, stopped a war, or changed the world. Some ideas are good, and of course, some are horrible. And even the horrible ideas that we think are horrible at first, sometimes they evolve into brilliant ideas. Ideas take shape in the belief we have in our vision, and they also take shape in the courage that we have to foster, to carry those ideas through. Ideas also take flight in the support and encouragement of collaboration with colleagues, bandmates, and thought partners. Paul McCartney did have some production and engineering help in producing the solo trilogy of the McCartney DIY albums. Now, got that list? Let's take a look.
All new drinks are now at McDonald's. with refreshers like the strawberry watermelon refresher and the mango pineapple refresher with popping boba, to crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast with berry flavors and cold foam. Who knew ice cold drinks could be so fire? Try them all now at McDonald's.
Refreshers contain caffeine. Copyright 2026, The Coca-Cola Company. Sprite is a registered trademark of The Coca-Cola Company.
At those lists of your ideas. Digitally, of course. Now know this and remember this, please. You, the person behind those ideas, have worth, value, and gifts that you haven't begun to tap into. I am grateful for you and the courage you have in implementing these ideas. Encouragement is key, and I wanted to give you some. We all need it. Now, taking a glance at those ideas, which one are you going to make happen? It's up to you. Maybe you have an idea that fuels your passion that is percolating hard within you. Perhaps there is an idea that you deem impossible that is ready for your courageous action. Maybe you have a small, simple idea that is doable. Choose your own idea adventure. Now, if I were you, I would pick the small, doable idea first. That way, you can feel an immediate sense of accomplishment. Then, take a next step. Find a trusted thought partner. Schedule a time for a virtual coffee break so you can share your idea. Establish the vision of your idea and invite critical feedback. This thought partner is also an accountability partner or even a future collaborator for the implementation of your idea. Jot down next steps with that thought partner. That's very, very important to jot down those next steps in terms of the implementation of your idea and tie it to an actionable timeline. Sometimes getting those ideas off the ground become lost in the mania of our daily commitments. I am guilty of that. That doesn't have to be the case this time. We may even lose the faith and joy in the journey of implementing that idea. Sometimes we forget our why, right? That doesn't have to be the path. Too often we default to our fears and doubts to allow our ideas and new phase moments to wilt into the realm of what if or never will. We don't have to give permission to that dead end. 2021 can be the year of your one idea, giving birth to the common good for all whom you serve in your schoolhouse, classroom, or organization. In creating McCartney 3, Paul stated that he produced the album with a mindset of doing what he wanted to do, and he just wanted to have fun making music. He didn't care about making hits. He didn't care about selling albums. He just made music for the sake of making music. Your one idea can follow that same avenue that Paul McCartney laid out. Who cares about negative outcries or potential scoffs at your originality? I have had that happen many times. But it's important that we keep focused on our why and vision. And I can assure you that your idea will ignite into whatever you want it to be. The world needs your ideas, and the impact will be even greater if your idea is going to make a child's day a little brighter or help a neighbor along the way. Who knows? Your idea may change the world.
Ready to soundtrack your summer? With Red Bull Summer All Day Play, you choose a playlist that fits your summer vibe the best. Are you a festival fanatic, a deep end DJ, a road dog, or a trail mixer? Just add a song to your chosen playlist and put your summer on track. Red Bull Summer All Day Play. Red Bull gives you wings. Visit redbull.com/brightsummerahead to learn more. See you this summer.
Here's another positive accountability move to consider. I know at the beginning of every new year, there is a wonderful activity substitute for New Year's resolutions. It's known as one word. It derives from the book from John Gordon, Dan Britton, and Jimmy Page, not to be confused with the great Led Zeppelin guitarist. And the book is entitled One Word That Will Change Your Life. It's a short little book. It's a great read, and it's filled with inspiration, and it's really a great exercise in terms of coming up with an alternative and a proactive way for a New Year's resolution. And basically, you come up with that one word that will serve as your year-long focus or aspiration. In years past, I have picked words like peace, joy, balance, roots. Some years, I don't come up with a word. I have learned to share this practice with the teachers I serve, and in some years, I have coupled one word with one song. This year is one of those years in which I have struggled with coming up with one word. In terms of following my colleagues and bandmates on Twitter and Instagram, I draw great inspiration from their choices for one word, and they really are special in the intentionality that fall behind them are quite powerful. In fact, I was involved in a Twitter chat last night for Culture Ed that was co-moderated by Lauren Coffin. I'm very grateful for that invitation, and it was great seeing all of the great examples and reasons behind why various folks in my PLN formed their one word. It really was inspirational. But this year I am struggling with this one word, and like Walt Whitman, I speak volumes and multitudes, and it is very hard for a wordy guy like myself to narrow down to a year one word that is going to sustain me. It's even harder to do that with one song. Again, I am, as I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, I am a music geek, and I have more records and CDs and tapes than I really care to share. Recently, my good friend Beth Huff, co-author of Lead Like a Pirate, and she is a middle school principal, she wrote a very beautiful blog post just recently about the dilemma of picking one word in the midst of our world's current vibe. Her solution is brilliant and sincere, and I recommend that you track down her post. As I reflected upon her sharp and powerful words in that particular blog post, I thought about how all ideas, both new and old, are now face up on the table. In the wake of 2020, and the promise of 2021, we are at a crucial time where innovation, empathy, and equity is so needed in our schools and even in our organizations, for that matter. Courageous and compassionate action is needed now more than ever. What if instead of coming up with one word or one song that may potentially become lost in the ether, we come up with one idea, an idea that is actionable and intended to ignite inspired action. Now, I'm not knocking those that have come up with one word or one song, and if that works for you to sustain you, hey, I'm all for it. But if you're struggling like myself and you're looking for a different path, or perhaps you want to take your one word or one song game up to the next level, consider one idea. Many friends and colleagues share their one word in creative ways via various social media posts. That could also be done with one idea. It's great to generate positive accountability and even lead to collaboration, feedback, and encouragement by sharing your one idea or your one word or your one song. I suggest that your post on social media for one idea doesn't have to be a one and done event. What if you continue to share the progress and realization of your one idea throughout the year? There are all kinds of platforms to do that, from Flipgrid to Boxer, Adobe Spark, Bookshelf, or just a simple post on your social media account. Use the hashtag #oneidea to post and share. There are many good possibilities waiting for the catalyst of your good vision. That's it for this episode. Thanks for listening to the Principal Liner Notes podcast. I truly appreciate you listening, and I am grateful for you taking the time to tune in. Thanks to the Sky Dogs for the inspiration behind the closing musical theme of this podcast. The song is called Another Groovy Day, and I do hope that you have another groovy day. You can follow me on Twitter at SM Gaylord. If you are listening on any podcast platform and you enjoyed this episode, then a positive review would surely be appreciated. Also, please subscribe to this podcast on the platform of your choice, as it is also greatly appreciated. You can hear this podcast and archival episodes on many other platforms, from Spotify to Anchor to Apple Podcast. Thanks to Nicole Michael of 910 Public Relations for fab and fruitful promotion. Continued thanks to Sir Paul McCartney for his enduring artistry and continued example of pushing creative boundaries. At age 78, Paul, you continue to influence joy in our world. If you need someone to write the liner notes for your next album, then please call me. I am available. We did run into each other, Paul, kind of. I write about it in my book, The Pepper Effect. Who knows? My one idea may be to string all of these podcast episodes together into the next book. If you are interested in hearing about my close encounter with Paul McCartney, my book, The Pepper Effect, is published by Dave Burgess Consulting, Inc. You can order a copy directly from the publisher at daveburgessconsulting.com/DBCIBooks. Also, you can order my book from Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It is available as a digital book, too. Thanks to Dave and Shelley Burgess for believing in my idea of a book and helping The Pepper Effect arrive into the world. Thanks to Beth Huff for her inspirational leadership and friendship. You can find her blog post at leadlikeapirate.net/blog. It's entitled All the Words, and it is worth your time. Be sure to share that blog post with a friend too. Great conversation starter for a faculty meeting as well. Let's keep some innovative ideas out there with #oneidea. I look forward to seeing what you create and inspire. This is Sean Gaylord, and this is the Principal Liner Notes podcast. Signing off for now. Please stay safe. Don't forget to share your passions and dreams. Our world needs your truthful voice and beautiful ideas. Catch you on the flip side.